MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Andy Pfaff, CEO of Coherent Capital Management, talking about their Coherent Global Commodity Investment Portfolio. It's an actively managed certificate, AMC. CCMGCZ is the code. Andy, appreciate the time. This AMC, we're talking here commodities. You're not looking at miners. You want the raw commodities in this particular AMC.
Commodities are things made by Mother Nature, not in boardrooms and not in dealing rooms.
And I mean, the thing with commodities, and I was pondering it, and I was, you know, going back over the last, I don't know, little while, and there's always seems to be some commodity that's going to be running. I mean, it was coffee and cocoa, and then it was orange juice and you know, copper. There's kind of something, there's always something in the market. We look at gold and PGMs as like the two biggies, but it's a wide remit.
Yes, you know, the three sectors, it's just like equities. You know, equities have got financials and industrials and resources. Mm-hmm. Commodities have got similar sectors. They've got agriculture, energy, and metals. And the drivers are quite different. Agriculture is typically driven by weather. Energy more by politics, if you think about OPEC. And then metals, obviously base metals and precious metals, but they're more driven by economics. So they're quite diverse drivers. And this would lead to that diversification behavior through the different cycle or the different sectors.
And you will, in the same AMC, I mean, you will be switching. I mean, are you fairly active in it in the sense that, as I say, you know, we suddenly see one running, and even copper just in the last couple of days has come back. Are you fairly active in finding those moves?
Absolutely. You know, it's really, commodities are quite cyclical. If you look at equities have got quite a Darwinian bullish bias to the indices. There's the strong ones being upweighted, the weak ones being chucked out. So you can go and buy your Satrix tracker or your index tracker and you'll get a bullish bias to it. But commodities are much more cyclical. You know, oil doesn't get thrown out of the basket if it goes to zero like it did 2 years ago. So that would influence the commodity index. Commodity investment is not really something that you can buy and hold it. It's a tracker. It does need management. It does need specifically risk management. And that's really where we come from a strong absolute return background. So we apply a lot of absolute return type risk management protocols to our portfolios. Yes, we can go from, we don't track the basket. We don't track the index. We can go from zero to 100% exposure. And it varies quite a lot as well. I mean, at the moment, you know, this month, it's mostly been a metals portfolio. We've been 60% long of metals.
I got you then, and this is a long only. You're not taking short positions. You're using, I imagine, various, in some cases, maybe derivative products, but it is a long only portfolio.
Correct. This is the commodity equivalent of a unit trust. The unit trust or the investment scheme instrument definitions are relatively narrow and quite strongly equity biased, and so we can't create a commodity unit trust. That's why we're using an AMC. Mm-hmm. It's the same strategy. It's long only. There's no gear. Yeah, so it's not a hedge fund. It doesn't trade short side. It doesn't trade. It doesn't use leverage.
And duration time. I mean, you my sense is probably fairly active. I mean, you make the point that, you know, and you'd sent me a graph in the beginning of the month. You had a lot of exposure. I think it was energy, perhaps. Now it is metals. These do move. Everyone's telling me copper's the best trade for the next 20 years. You're probably looking at that a bit squiffed and said, frankly, you're worried about until Tuesday.
You know, it's the sort of throwaway comments. You know, one is trade what you see, not what you think, because, you know, you never have all the answers. You never have all the information. So I think everyone needs subjective, you know, everyone has their own version of how to choose trades, but you need to have an objective method of saying, hey, I was wrong. I'm closing the position. And that's what we do. So we've got very strong risk management protocols. And, you know, yes, I agree. Long-term copper is great, but short-term, maybe it's a bit overdone. Mm-hmm. And so if it comes off, even though we're bullish, we will be reducing that exposure.
I like that. Trade what you see, not what you think, which implies as well, you're looking a lot at the price action. There's always the story, yes, but the price action is, in fact, the truth that is coming out of the market.
Yeah, you know, price action is what pays us.
And I quickly want to touch on your new AMC. Fuel ZA is the code. This is essentially tracking diesel or petrol price in South Africa, and could be. I mean, it could be used as a hedge in a sense by industry, but even by individuals. You've got crazy petrol prices.
Absolutely. You know, there are two things. I mean, the first thing there, it's designed to as a tool for the fuel consumer. to protect them against the rising fuel price. Mm-hmm. But it's also there to democratize the fuel price risk management, because it's easily available. It's available on the JSE. It's available in small denominations. You can buy it in 100 units if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And it simplifies the administration. You don't have to have all the traditional derivatives administration facilities, capacities, and teams. You can just go and buy it in the JSE, just like a share. It'll protect you against a rising fuel price.
Yeah, as fuel goes.
It's sort of designed to be heads I win, tails I don't lose. You know, it's exposure to rising, but we will risk manage it, so we'll exit it if the fuel price turns down.
Fuel ZA is that one, and the commodity one is CCMGCZ. Andy Pfaff, Coherent Capital Management, appreciate the early morning. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.